Welcome to the Dead Harvey Podcast. This is the place for indie horror filmmakers and fans. We have fun promoting and celebrating indie horror, do interviews, deep dives, and even include some educational material. Today, I would like to talk about the little people. Respect the little people, as a great line in this movie says. And no, I'm not just reminiscing about Billy Barty and UHF, or Willow Ufgood and Willow, Warwick Davis. And I'm not talking about Darby O'Gill and the Little People, but I'm talking about something that's leprechaun adjacent. I'm talking about goblins. Irish folklore goblins. The movie I'm referring to is Unwelcome. It has been out for a bit, but they just recently put it on Shudder. And I've been curious about this one because it's about Irish folklore. And I love Irish horror movies, and there's been some good ones popping up lately that we've covered as well. So this movie, Unwelcome, is about a couple that escapes the horrors of the city to move to the quaint countryside and finds out there are murderous goblins living in the woods behind their place. This movie has also been described as Straw Dogs meets Gremlins, which is definitely appropriate. So basically, this movie kind of starts out like you would see a Death Wish movie start out. This husband and wife, Jamie and Maya, they're living in London. Maya has an announcement that she's pregnant now. They've been trying for a while. So Jamie's very happy, goes out to get her some champagne, runs into some hoodlums when he's picking up the liquor. They're baiting him. They're totally baiting him as he leaves. He makes a comment to him on the way out that pisses him off. They go up and attack him. And so after this traumatic experience, and he feels vulnerable because his wife got attacked as well, too, and he couldn't really do anything to stop it. Right around this time that this happens, this city violence happens, his great aunt wills him a house in rural Ireland. Beautiful countryside. But of course, yeah, whenever you see beautiful countryside in horror movies, you know that the isolation is going to create something terrible to contrast that beauty. So at first, everything goes well. You know, Jamie and Maya are planning to raise their little one in the quiet of the countryside. There's not that many people around, small community. Everybody's super nice to them. So things start out great. There's a lady that was a friend of Jamie's great aunt, and she basically welcomes him and tells him about the house. And then she also finds a way to slip in a little piece of what they need to know. She tells this to Maya. She says, you must leave a liver out, like a blood sacrifice, for the creatures called the Red Caps that live in the woods behind your home. So Maya thinks she's crazy at first, but the friend of the great aunt is very, very adamant about you must leave this. You've got to feed these creatures. You do not want to piss them off. So Maya's like, you can just tell she's like, well, you're crazy. What's going on? So the friend of the aunt invites them to the pub. You know, they meet more of the locals. And Maya keeps forgetting to leave the liver out for the critters. Finally, she remembers, leaves the liver out, and then notices pretty much almost seconds after she left it out, it's gone. These critters just straight up ninja style took that food and ran off with it. So the main conflict of this movie is about how, of course, they're escaping the city life. And they're going to the countryside to avoid trouble, to just have peace and quiet. Well, they have to hire these people to fix their home because they got a big hole in the roof. They see a little bird looking at them up there. The problem with the workers is that, of course, as you know, it's hard to get good work nowadays. In this case, they got terrible work, but they got it sooner than they could get any of the other options in town. So there's a reason for that is because this family that comes over to work on the house are... So like something out of Wrong Turn, but not mutated like Wrong Turn, but they sort of behave like kind of a weird, incestuous family. The head of the family is Colm Meaney, who a lot of people would recognize from Star Trek Deep Space Nine as Chief O'Brien. But very few people I've heard reference him in such classics as Under Siege and Con Air, which is a shame, because he's great in those movies as well. Anyways, he's fantastic. He's a guy who could be either scary or funny. He could go either way, but fantastic character actor. And then the family, he's got like one son that's like a man child, just super huge, doesn't talk that much. He's got another son that's just a complete and total a-hole. And then the daughter, who is equally a-hole herself, and the family is just always screwing with Jamie and Maya when the dad's not around. They're just constantly screwing with them. They're like stealing their shit, eating their food. They're antagonizing them constantly. So this is where the Straw Dogs parallels come in. With Straw Dogs, you have how the workers came in and they emasculated the husband. And then they kept hitting on the wife and basically try to take advantage of the wife. And then the husband goes to a breaking point where he has to fight back against him. So similar kind of internal things are happening here with the husband and how he feels like he's inadequate, not only in the city, but now that he's gone over to the countryside. He just left one place and escaped a set of a-holes, went to a new place where he didn't think there would be a-holes, and they turn out to be almost even bigger a-holes than the people that he left the city for. But I guess that's kind of similar. Like, if you've done some traveling, you realize a-holes exist everywhere. They're not just specific to one region or a state or country. A-holes are everywhere. Nice people and a-holes are pretty much everywhere that I've gone, at least in my limited traveling experience, but certainly ran into both at every place. So, as the tension builds, the critters are discovered. And then, of course, are the critters going to be used to help Jamie and Maya, or are they going to be, or are they going to come after them and try to kill them? That's sort of what this movie is about. Like, what the power of the critters is, and how do they intervene in this conflict with the Ruffer family? Now, this movie definitely had a lot of potential. I mean, the folklore, like the countryside, all that stuff is fantastic. Like the whole idea of the folklore, the critters living behind the garden and everything. They cast it well. The strange thing is there's no critters that show up until over an hour into the movie. Once the little goblins show up, then it moves a lot faster. And then it's just kind of chaotic from that point. But it's pretty slow up until that point, aside from some tense scenes in that scene at the beginning. But the weird thing is when they were showing, they didn't even really show glimpses of the critters before. They just show critter will be pulling somebody away. You know, you don't show any of the critter. When they did show the creatures, that's why I was surprised that when they did show the creatures after an hour into the movie, they just do a full reveal on them. And then from that point, you see all of the creatures, which is awesome. But the funny thing is this movie has like a very kind of sombering tone to it, you know, because going for that Straw Dogs angle thing, not a lot of comic relief in this movie. And there's a lot of kind of mean-spirited cruelty and brutality from the villains in this movie. So you want to watch all the villains just like bite the dust. But when the creatures show up, they're kind of cute. I mean, they're murderous and mischievous and they throw knives and everything, but they're kind of cute. They're like little, they're like little, like, imagine if you had garden gnomes, and garden gnomes came to life, and garden, you know, like, you ever get those, like, big action figures that are, like, a foot and a half or whatnot? That should be, like, a display model or a garden gnome that comes to life and starts going crazy and attacking people. So these things must weigh, like, around 10 pounds or something like that. I mean, how much damage could you do unless they have supernatural powers? The movie doesn't really establish whether they have supernatural strength or power, and they can be killed. They can definitely be injured pretty easily. So the movie kind of loses, to me, the movie keeps the same tone as being kind of somber, but shows these critters that are kind of adorable looking, even as they're like running around attacking people. But they're just not very, very imposing or intimidating looking. I mean, there's scenes where like the critters, they take like one of their victims and then they got like the hands and everything all tied up. And you're like, well, how are these critters, how are they pinning this person down? And how many of them does it take to pin this person down? And there's earlier scenes where you see critters are like moving. There's a very large person that they attack. This guy's like got to be close to 300 pounds at least. These little critters that are like a foot and a half are moving him. This constant, they're like moving in without a problem. So anyways, there's some things that they did not explain, which I think would have been helpful. But I was very happy when they showed the creatures and we got to see them throughout. But I think it would have benefited the movie to probably take a more playful kind of tone since the creatures are kind of adorable looking. It was weird because it still had the brutality, but it lost its scare factor for me at that point. I think it would have been more effective if they might have made the creatures larger and showed them more in glimpses. Of course, the con of that is you don't get to see like all like the work that they put on the creatures. To me, wanting to see creatures in a creature movie, since they're, I think, since they're going to show them, you know, you got to wait like over an hour until they show them. But since they're going to show them, I think they should have showed them a lot earlier. If they, since they made the decision to show these creatures, they commit to showing the creatures, and they're going to show them in their entirety, just show them right away. There's no need to really build up to it if you're just going to do a full reveal. And then they probably could have had a little bit more fun with it. That, of course, would have put a damper on the Straw Dogs tone. But I think like a tone like Gremlins may have worked better for this movie. Because Gremlins has that, like, in the Gremlins, they are very mischievous and dangerous. But they are kind of, like, funny. I mean, even when they're knocking people off, you kind of laugh through a lot of it. So, I don't know. This movie is an interesting one. You get a different reaction of it in the second half than you get in the first half of it. You kind of want the movie to just kind of have more fun with it. But there are some pretty cool, since they did keep the tone, there are some pretty cool scenes, especially towards the end, that are a few surprises with the creatures. Anyways, well, it's worth checking out. Now, if you can get through that first hour where you can see the critters, it's worth checking out. And a cool Irish folklore story. Yeah, I wish they would have found a way to make the critters attack people that seemed like it was more realistic. I mean, a critter can jump up on your back and, like, slit your throat. But, yeah, you could easily throw that thing. And the critters have little knives, too. So, it's hard to know how much damage they could do. But I wish they would have found a way to have some kind of a way where these critters had, like, a supernatural power and a way to gain advantage over humans to take them out. Because otherwise, the village would have been able to wipe out these critters. It's also strange, too, that the whole town, they're all, like, looking at the new couple that's there. You can tell everybody's heard the stories about these critters, but no one else has ever, like, really encountered them or been attacked by them. There wasn't, like, any stories about any of the other villagers, any other run-ins that they've had with these critters. So it's strange. The movie leaves a lot of open questions. I mean, I was just a fan of the second part of the movie where we could watch the critters run around and attack people. I mean, that was pretty fun. So all in all, the potential that it had, I think, wasn't reached. But it's worth checking out, especially if you're a fan of Irish horror or anything like with folk tales in it. I think that stuff is really good. Folk tales and fairy tales and lore, like local legends or regional sort of legends, are really fantastic fodder for horror movies that hasn't been tapped into enough and has pretty much limitless kind of potential to tap into. You could kind of take any angle you wanted on it. In this case, they kind of took a couple of different angles to it. They sort of went 3/4 Straw Dogs, and then they went like 1/4 Gremlins. I think they could have gone half Straw Dogs, half Gremlins, or maybe 1/4 Straw Dogs and 3/4 Gremlins through the whole movie. That would be my vote. But it's worth watching just for the critters because they're pretty cool looking. Strange to have a reaction where there's these like little murderous creatures running around and you think they're kind of adorable. But like almost if they did a different version of the Ewoks. And the Ewoks were like horror villains, but were still kind of adorable. That's kind of what it reminded me of a little bit. Well, anyways, that's it for this week. Check out the Irish horror movie Unwelcome on Shudder. And until next time, if you find yourself in the countryside, be nice to the locals, don't laugh at their customs, and most importantly, respect the little people.